Get out of our city!
An old man emerges from the crowd and stares directly at me.
You think you're better than us because you can afford fancy clothes, but you're wrong. We aren't puppets. We won't dance to the king's tune.
No! You've got the wrong idea. Maybe it was a bad idea to buy a new wardrobe back in Elris.
Don't talk to them,
Kier whispers.
You'll only make things worse.
I ignore him. We aren't even from here. We're just passing through. I give a weak smile.
Passing through? Only nobles travel these roads. You're on the way to the palace.
A sick, twisted grin spreads across the man's wrinkled face.
You're guests of His Excellency. You're traveling to his banquet.
Laughter erupts from the crowd while adrenaline floods my bloodstream. This is bad. This is really bad.
Just look at him.
Another man steps forward.
He's so delicate and pretty. Do you think he'll moan while the Emperor fucks him? Will he arch his back like a little whore?
I suspect he will. This boy is like a dainty slice of cake. I'm sure the Emperor would be horrified if someone took a bite out of him first.
My eyes grow wide with fear.
Give him to Da'or!
A woman shouts from the back.
Da'or!
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 The crowd begins chanting while a look of absolute horror flashes across our soldiers' faces. My mind reels as I try to recall where I've heard that name before. That's right. Da'or is the name of the giant the soldiers said escaped from the palace. They said he's extremely dangerous, and he has the power to shrink down and blend in with humans. Is he here with us?
Now!
I don't have to wait for an answer. The crowd parts as a man in heavy iron chains is led toward us. Tall and covered in dense bands of muscle, he could certainly pass for a human. His garb, though, it's clear he's not from around here. Shirtless and wearing baggy cotton pants, he wears the pelt of a wolf atop his head. The skull is still attached, forming a sort of helmet with fangs bared. The animal's hide falls down his muscular back like a cape. Long, shaggy white hair ripples beneath the pelt, only amplifying his feral appearance. Even his orange eyes seem wild and untamed. And his musculature. What the fuck? His leathery, sun-baked hide stretches over shoulders rounded like boulders. His abs are cut like ravines. His pecs are towering hills capped with sharp brown nipples. Beneath the skin, veins bulge across his body, emitting a frightening aura of power. He strains against his iron bindings while he's led toward us, causing his muscles to flex and squirm. The shackles have enchanted runes etched into the surface. I suspect they're keeping his power in check. Our soldiers exchange nervous glances.
Ah, Da'or, we have a meal for you. You haven't fed since your time in the palace, have you?
The old man laughs. Da'or throws his head back and roars at the sky. Thick veins protrude from his neck while he howls. Our horses instinctively back away. The old man removes a key from his pocket and unlocks the bindings. A loud clanging noise echoes as they fall to the ground. There's a moment of absolute stillness. I make eye contact with Da'or, staring into those fierce orange eyes. I feel something strange. My fear begins to morph into a sort of curiosity. This man's eyes. There's a deep intelligence behind them. He isn't a barbarian. In fact, I suspect he's just as afraid as we are. Hello, I whisper. The giant doesn't respond. Instead, he does something shocking. He slips a tan hand between his legs and begins rubbing. He's touching himself while looking at me.
What?
The old man watches with confusion. The scene rapidly changes. The bulge in the giant's pants begins to grow, inflating like a balloon. At first, it just looks like he's well endowed, but it quickly becomes clear that something else is happening. The bulge swells and swells, straining against the fabric. He just keeps his eyes locked into mine while he rubs. A tearing noise rings out. His pants are ripping. His massive, unnatural penis bursts free. Nearly the length of my forearm, the tube is tan, thick, and frightening. Enormous veins swell from the surface, tracing from the base up toward a bulbous pink cockhead. The slit in the tip is dilated, and it's already slick with lust. Down below, testicles the size of apples are tucked away in a hairy ball sack. This certainly isn't the dick of a human. It's far too big. And it's only getting bigger. He grips the shaft of his penis and strokes, encouraging the organ to inflate. The tan skin stretches taut while the erection swells. Onlookers in the crowd gasp and begin backing away.
Fuck!
The old man shouts.
Take care of these people! What are you doing?
Tahor just glares at the man. The dick keeps growing. It's the size of my arm now, and the girth is widening. This cock, it's like a heavy lead pipe. It's a battle club. Da-or seems to read my mind. He turns and smacks the old man with his gargantuan phallus, sending him stumbling backward. Shouts erupt from the crowd, and the peasants begin to flee. Da-or brandishes his battle dick, smacking anyone within range, and knocking them off their feet. The mob clamors away in fear. Our soldiers tremble while watching the bizarre spectacle. This is truly a monster cock. What the hell? My voice trails off as the giant turns back toward me. It suddenly makes sense why he was kept at the Ferdalan Palace. I'm sure he was a sexual plaything for the nobility. Based on everything I've heard, the Emperor would be unable to resist the allure of a giant's enchanted cock. But his dick, it isn't the only thing growing. I become aware of something even more unsettling. His entire body is beginning to inflate. At first, he just looks taller, but his muscles slowly enlarge. They remind me of the balloon back at the cathedral. They're forming tight, round shapes. His biceps expand with shocking speed. The veins snake across the surface, pulsing with an ungodly power. Deep striations become visible beneath the skin as his bones extend. His legs are growing, too. Like trees sprouting from the forest floor, they climb up toward the sky. They're beginning to resemble columns of stone. They strain to support his weighty upper body. The transformation only intensifies while we all sit frozen in shock. His chest rises and broadens, forming a monolith of physical strength. His torso looks like it was carved by a master sculptor. The power is breathtaking. His face is morphing, too. His cheekbones are more pronounced. His jawline is becoming chiseled and rugged. And those amber eyes, they burn with a fierce lust. The look on his face, his massive penis, I know what he wants. I dismount from my horse and step toward him. His enormous shadow passes over me while he grows. Already the height of at least three men, his transformation shows no signs of slowing.
What are you doing?
Kier calls out. I don't reply. Instead, I begin stripping down. Da-or watches while my clothes fall to the ground, allowing the sunlight to bathe my lithe frame. A thin smile forms on his lips while he examines my pale, pristine skin. The tattered remnants of his pants blow away while his massive balls swing in the breeze. My cock is getting hard, too. It likes the sight of his godlike body. There's so much power here, both physical and sexual.
You're so big!
I force out the awkward words.
I like your muscles.
The giant smirk widens into a grin. He flexes his bicep, causing the thick muscle to surge into the air. It casts a rounded shadow over the plaza. My eyes widen. He's grown larger than any of the buildings here. His biceps are thicker than the bodies of our horses, and the sight excites me. My cock twitches.
Boy.
His deep voice echoes across the plaza. He reaches down and scoops me up, holding me in his fist. Wind whips past my face as I'm lifted into the air. He's still getting taller. He's carrying me up with him. We're moving beyond the polluted haze that blankets the city.
Finn!
Kier shouts and jumps from his horse. It's okay! I yell. He's not going to hurt us! It's strange, but I know the words are true. This creature, he just wants to play. As we loom over the city, the pace of his growth finally slows. We tower above even the tallest buildings. The city below once seemed so vast, but now it looks like a miniature model. I feel a bit woozy staring down at the ground. I don't have time to dwell on that, though. Da-or leans in, examining me like I'm a little toy. Hey, easy now. I relax, trying not to struggle against his grip, From this viewpoint, all of his features are magnified. His eyes glitter in the sunlight. His heavy chest rises and falls with a steady rhythm. His tan fingers are tight around my body. Each digit is so thick and rough. I'm enveloped in a strange sort of warmth. I can feel his body heat. I can feel the steady beating of his heart. His touch is surprisingly gentle. And his face, he's blushing. His fingers cradle my body, lifting me toward his mouth. Da'or hesitates for a moment before extending his pink tongue and sweeping it up my face. I grimace while a waterfall of steamy saliva beats down on me. After only a single lick, my face is slick and my hair is drenched. Da'or just looks at me with a sense of accomplishment. Is this how he shows affection? This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit kaiaubrey.com.